this thing struck you by surprise. I refer to moments like this as Presbyterian moments. You know, it's preordained that you should have been walking by that bookstore with that book at your grasp just by chance. What impact has your researches and have your performances had on you?
Well, it's changed my life completely, completely. You know, I was living a life of two basic dimensions. I was conducting, not that that's one dimension, but it's one major activity. I was conducting and teaching. I was involved, always involved at a university, always teaching, and I was always involved as a professional conductor, guest conducting, or I had a number of orchestras as music director in New Haven and Tulsa and Long Beach, California, and all that sort of stuff. And then I was fortunate enough to be associated with a number of really terrific orchestras, the National Symphony, Baltimore Symphony. I mean, long term, I did a lot of work in San Diego over the years, and so I was coasting along. All that stopped. I had to really devote myself to getting into the mystery, finding out what I needed to do about this story. Look, the Nazi legacy was assured, but now I'm stumbling on the Terezin legacy, and I'm coming across people like Edgar Krause, who completely disputes the idea that they did anything important. Well, you know, in poker, there's the old adage that the cards speak for themselves. Whether you claim you have a full house or not, there it is. And so I talked to Edgar Krause and Marianka May, Eva Rotchek, Vera Schiff, and others who were involved with the Verdi or saw the Verdi or visited the Verdi. Edith Steiner Krause is the one who strikes me powerfully, a great pianist, who attended all the performances. She didn't really participate in the Verdi, but she knew everybody who did. And I've actually heard some of the singers from the Verdi on recordings that they made after the war. This was no joke. These people were no joke. And I tried to point out to them, this is really a very serious statement about the will to live, about mankind, about how you answer the worst of mankind with the best of mankind. You have not stumbled on something important, but you have organized yourselves into a method of life, of continuation, of living and sharing and inspiring others that is astonishing under the worst possible conditions. I mean, how people got into these things, I mean, why we find 6 million dead and why... I mean, all these mysteries will hound us and plague us for all time. But deep inside, there are signs and signals that we have to pay attention to. And when I found that book, something happened. I mean, really, it's not as though, yeah, this is a really interesting story. I wonder if I can get this to Broadway. I mean, see if Sondheim's interested in this. No, it was more than that. Something deep down inside.